Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week. And in the second Aliyah of Parshat Bamidbar, we have 35 psukim. This Aliyah is a continuation of the last Aliyah. In the last Aliyah, Moshe is told to count B'nai Yisrael. And in this Aliyah, we hear the results of that census. The Torah first gives us the numbers of people in each Shevet. And then we hear the grand total, 603,550 males who are not Levi'im, since Moshe was told by Hashem to not include Levi'im in the general census. They have a holy job in the Mishkan. They have to take apart the Mishkan. They have to put it back together, carrying the Mishkan, guarding the Mishkan, and its Kelim. As just mentioned, the Torah in this Aliyah tells us that Moshe counts B'nai Yisrael, but he is told not to count the Levi'im because they have unique jobs in the Mishkan. They needed to be treated differently. They needed to be counted separately. And then after that, at the end of this Aliyah, at the end of the census of B'nai Yisrael, but not of the census of the Levim, at the end of that census, the Torah tells us in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Nun Dalid, Vaya'asu B'nai Yisrael, Kichol Asher Tziva Hashem et Moshe, Kain Asu. The Torah tells us that B'nai Yisrael did exactly as Hashem commanded Moshe to do. That's what they did. And we have to ask, why does the Torah tell us that B'nai Yisrael did what Hashem commanded Moshe? Did we think anything differently? Did we think that they weren't going to do what Hashem commanded Moshe? Why the emphasis that B'nai Yisrael did what Hashem told Moshe to do? A most beautiful answer is given by Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita, a Rav in Williamsburg. He says the following in his Sefer Shemen HaTov, in the first volume on this Pasuk. Says the Shemen HaTov, he asks this question and he answers the following. The ze ma'ala gedola shelo nitra'im af echad al ma shenifkedu halevi'im liatzmam bivchina na'alit u'miyuchedet u'betoch b'nei Yisrael lo hitpakdu ve'kulam kiblu zot b'sever panim yafot, etc. Says the Shemen HaTov, it is indeed noteworthy that B'nai Yisrael did exactly what Moshe was told. It would have been easy, maybe even expected, for B'nai Yisrael to complain. Why am I being counted regularly, and why does Shevet Levi get counted separately? Why do they have a special job and I don't? Why am I just a regular member of Shevet Dan or Shevet Reuven or Shevet Ephraim or whoever? And the Torah is telling us here that no one said that. No one complained. Everyone understood that there's no such thing as a, quote, regular person. Every person is important. Every person matters. Yes, Shevet Levi has their job, their role, but so does Shevet Dan, and so does Shevet Reuven, and so does Shevet Ephraim, and so does every Shevet and every person. Sometimes when you count a group of people in an office or on a team or in an army or in the desert, sometimes it's easy for this group or that person to feel less important than another group. But not so with B'nai Yisrael. We know that everyone matters. In the desert too, the Torah is telling us that everyone counted and everyone was counted according to their shevet and didn't feel like they needed to be part of another counting. Vaya'asu b'nei Yisrael kechol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe kein asu. And we look at these psukim and we look at this parsha and we look at this message and we say, God willing, we, b'nei Yisrael, independently and collectively, God willing, we will live our lives as member of the greater Klal Yisrael. We will live our lives with that motto in our minds. Vaya'asu b'nei Yisrael, kechol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe, kein asu. Have an amazing day, everyone.